And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Make her feel her body. You know, we move so fast through life. Even now, being in our houses, we still don't realize. And so it just really centers them. Of course, creates stress relief, anxiety relief, better sleep. If I do that, like, I just feel my entire day goes so much more smooth, you know? And it's amazing, to be honest. And I, you know, once you convince somebody and they do it, it's life-changing. It really is. So.
You're listening to the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast, where we firmly believe in the power of education when it comes to giving birth. Tune in each week as we dive into pregnancy-related topics, expert interviews, and a variety of birth stories. As a reminder, anything you hear on this podcast is not medical advice. Please see mommylabornurse.com/disclaimer for more details. And now, here's your host, educator, registered nurse, and fellow mom, Liesl Teen.
Hey guys, happy Monday. Okay, raise your hand if you like yoga. I like yoga. I'm raising my hand right now. Some people are a little bit bored with yoga, which I understand. I like, you know, high impact stuff, so, you know, too, if I'm in the mood. But sometimes I'm just in the mood to relax and do something that still, you know, is beneficial to my body and it's exercise. But I'm not like, you know, running as fast as I can or on the Peloton or this, that, and the other. So, if you're a fan of yoga, definitely tune into this episode. This week, I had Sarah on, and Sarah is a prenatal and postnatal yoga teacher. She's a fitness coach and postnatal core specialist. She offers both virtual and in-person classes as well as workshops. So you can find her class schedule in her bio on her Instagram at fit and healthy mommy. So she is a wealth of information. She came on to the Mommy Labor Nurse podcast today and talked to us all about prenatal yoga. We talked about some of the benefits that prenatal yoga can provide to pregnant moms, if it's safe in all trimesters and when's the best trimester to do prenatal yoga. She talked about some of her favorite poses and some of the more popular poses. And then we talked about postnatal yoga as well and baby yoga. Have you ever done baby yoga? If you haven't had your baby yet, you haven't. I'm sure you haven't done baby yoga. But if you have had your baby, yoga is like one of the coolest, cutest things that you can do with your baby. They just love it. They love to be up in the air. They love to see mom, you know, hanging like above them. It's just, it's so much fun. Definitely highly, highly recommend baby yoga. All right, so without further ado, let's talk all about yoga with Sarah.
Are you a mama that already knows you want an epidural? Did you know that childbirth education is still super important to a more confident and powerful birth? It's true. Here at MLN, we know that every mama can benefit from a birth class tailored to their needs, which is why Birth It Up, the epidural series, was born. Learn more about how to get educated and totally prepared for your epidural birth at mommylabornurse.com/epiduralbirth.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yeah. Can you just start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself and your family, where you're from, what you have for dinner, anything fun?
Well, dinner. I teach a lot of yoga through the dinner hour, so dinner is quick. Yeah. But
I hear you on that.
I am a yoga teacher, so I have my 200-hour certification and also my 85-hour with prenatal yoga, the Prenatal Yoga Center in New York City. And I'm also a certified core specialist. I have two little girls, a five-year-old and a seven-year-old, and that just recently changed from 4 and 6. And I feel like that's the biggest jump. And I'm just like, how did this happen?
Oh, gosh. I know. And it's like my older one is just about to turn 4 on Saturday, actually, is his birthday. I'm about to have a 4-year-old. And it's like, it's so weird to think about him being like 4 years. I'm like, college is 4 years. High school is 4 years. Like, it's like such a large chunk of time, I feel like.
It is. And I'm like, remember when we said, like, well, we'll just, like, you know, do our thing until elementary school. And now it's like, it's this coming year. I'll be an elementary school mom full time.
Oh, I know. It's crazy to think about. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Okay, so let's move on. It's going to make me sad.
I know.
All right. So today, obviously, we're going to be talking about some yoga today for pregnant and postnatal moms. So, Sarah, can you tell me about some of the benefits that prenatal yoga can provide to pregnant moms?
Yeah, absolutely. So, quick backstory on how I landed up teaching prenatal yoga. I was in the cosmetic beauty world for, like, I don't know, 15 years, and then had my first girl when I was in a 40-day yoga training, like 40 days of yoga. You just took 40 days. Every day you took yoga. We worked really hard to get pregnant and really were having some trouble. And then I took 40 days of yoga and got pregnant. So it was like
interesting.
Very interesting. And then my second, I decided to quit my job and go to yoga teacher training. And that's when I got pregnant with my second. So it was like, I think the stars have aligned and told me that this is what I need to do because my body's in the right place. Things happen that are miracles. And that's exactly what prenatal yoga does. You know, for moms, it can improve their sleep. It can reduce anxiety. It creates strength and endurance. So, you know, we'll do a lot of postures that, you know, are strenuous, but you're not moving a whole lot, but they're strenuous and they'll breathe through those. And it's teaching their body to breathe through strenuous things. So preparing them for labor. And then, like, not to mention, like, helps with all the aches and pains. Before class, we usually will start with a community. So every mom will go around and tell me how many weeks she is. And we'll talk about anything that's going on with them. And, you know, sometimes it will be aches and pains. Sometimes it will be anxiety. And I'll try throughout class to really target those different things. But like going back to that, the community, I think, is like one of the biggest aspects that like brings me like so much joy, because these moms like come to class regularly and then they have somebody to rely on. They have a community after they give birth. And so that's a huge piece of it as well. And then what did I miss? Let's see, breath. I think just, you know, just breath can be such a huge part of bringing release to your pelvic floor and bringing release to your entire body and anxiety or stress or, you know, things going on. Just so much, so many things, so many benefits. I think I could go on and on. So I'll stop.
I love it. And I love that you touched on pelvic floor too. Because I'm sure that, I mean, I don't know if there's been any studies that have been done, but I'm sure that moms who practice yoga regularly probably have maybe a lot less issues with their pelvic floor post-birth. I would wonder if there's a correlation there. It makes sense to me.
And we actually, you know, we'll do a piece in class where we will do pelvic floor exercise and transverse abdominals in our class. And so, to create identify where your transverse abdominals are and know that for labor is great. And then to be able to release your pelvic floor, you know, I mean, everybody's getting a Peloton nowadays and your pelvic floor can be so tight.
Oh, girl.
I know. And so like, really learning to release those and engage those. You know, you can have a strong pelvic floor, but like learning how to release those and do certain postures and release the psoas can help so much during labor.
Yeah, absolutely. And God knows we want it to be relaxed down there as much as possible. I preach this in my birth course that it's like, it's so counterintuitive to think about that you actually do need to relax as much as you can with contractions, because that's going to help you progress, because your pelvic floor is a muscle. And if you're tense, you know, sometimes it can impede labor progression. So that's one of my tips in my course, is to like, think about relaxation as much as possible. And I'm sure someone who practices yoga pretty regularly is probably a lot more in tune with doing that already. So probably can help with labor a whole lot and with contractions. So,
yeah. So, I teach a class called Deep Stretch Prenatal and Postnatal. And before the pandemic, we would have loads of women that would come, and I kid you not, like every time after class, one of the women would be going into labor the next day or the next day, just because it's so relaxing and so gentle. So I truly believe, like what you said, if you can relax your body, then you're going to have so much more of an easeful birth.
That is so funny, because that makes so much sense. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, they say, okay, what's going to get you? I just had a podcast episode where we talked about myths going into labor, and we didn't talk about yoga, but we talked about all of the things, you know, walking and pineapple and all of this. And really, you know, the thing that will put you into labor is your body being ready to go into labor. But I wonder, if yoga and just relaxation, I mean, God knows, that's probably going to help your baby engage if you're a little bit more relaxed, you know, in your pelvic floor down there. So I would argue that, that's a way to help induce labor, help baby engage a little bit more.
Yeah.
I wanted to also, before we go on to the next question, you mentioned community, which is such a great benefit. Didn't put that together at all, but that's so great, I think, that you say that these moms have this sense of community during prenatal yoga, and then they have people afterwards to, you know, to chat with, and you know, they all have babies at the same time. So we all need mom friends, I feel like. So that's an awesome benefit. Have you found with COVID that you've been doing stuff virtually and people are still able to connect, or has it been a lot harder?
Yeah, I would say it's probably a lot harder, and we're still trying to make it happen as much as possible. Yeah. Like we did, the baby and me class outdoors for a while. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, so it tends to be warmer for longer, but, doing the Zoom with babies, I mean, it's cute, and they talk through Zoom, and we keep the volume on so we can hear all the groans and cries and whatever. But, we're doing the best we can, but I think once we can get past this, launched a backyard yoga, like a quarantine, get your mom together, get your moms together that you trust. I'll come to your backyard. We got to start somewhere. Community is so, so big.
Yeah. And so important.
Mm-hmm.
So
important. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about safety. So next question is prenatal yoga safe for all trimesters? Because that's a question that I get all the time. Like, can I even do this when I'm in my third trimester about to pop a baby out, or in my first trimester?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely prenatal is safe for all trimesters. And, you know, when I teach class, I'll have all trimesters in class. So every single pose every single pose is great for anything. You know, some are going to come to identify more with different poses as they move through, you know, through their trimesters. And the new mom, you know, I guess I've had maybe 4 weeks, probably like 6 weeks come to class. You know, they're mainly there to relieve their anxiety and stress. That's why they're there, and to move their body. And like, as the moms come longer and longer, you know, you go into the second and third trimester and you get that pelvic tilt going on and your psoas is tightened. And so we're working on that. and really, there's benefits to everything. Now, if you're going to go take a regular prenatal class, a regular yoga class, there's still benefits, and you just got to know what you can and can't do. So I would say, like, go to a prenatal class first, learn, what you can do to alter some postures, what postures you probably shouldn't do. But prenatal is safe for everybody.
Yeah. And I would say, obviously, it comes with the disclaimer of, like, if you're doing any sort of exercise and you start to get winded or dizzy or you start to have any symptoms, like, don't do it anymore.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah. But I would argue yoga is one of the safest exercises that you can do during pregnancy.
Yes.
Big fan. All right. Well, this next question is, what are some of your favorite poses for each trimester? We can do the best we can with audio. I know it's tough. If you were in front of me showing me, it would be a little bit easier. But let's try and describe some poses that we can do for each trimester.
All right. So for first trimester, it's really going to be about the breath and really just expanding those lungs and 360 breathing and bringing that, that tenseness in your shoulders and your body's changing. It's like, going into shock. So it's really bringing that down. And then as we go into second trimester, your lower back begins to hurt. Your chest may get a little bit heavier. So a nice cat and cow. So that's just on all fours and exactly like it sounds, like you round your back like a cat and then you dip your back or dip your upper back mid spine like a cow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And you use your breath while you're doing that. So you breathe in and then you breathe out through cow or vice versa, whatever feels good to you. Really focus on taking your breath to, where you feel sensation, where you feel like you need more space. Let's see. So that was my third trimester, and these could kind of go together, second and third, right? So, pigeon is probably one of my favorites. Okay, this is going to be a hard one to explain, but if you were in all fours, on all fours, you would lift your right leg out like you were in fire hydrant, and then you would bring it, thread it through the front, and relax down. So now your shin, if you were on a yoga mat, your right shin would be parallel with the top of your mat, and your left foot would be straight behind you. So it's called half pigeon. And it's, so it's like really relaxing for the pelvic floor, the psoas, really getting big and juicy in your hips. Typically I have everyone put a pillow underneath their pelvic floor so they're just not straining there. That is going to be nice and juicy for that. Malasana is always a great one. That is like a wide sumo squat, where you're really like, you can almost birth in that position, right? If you're wanted to, and really hip opening, getting baby down in position. And then more back relief, I would say legs up the wall or waterfall. So that's getting your legs at a 90 degree angle up the wall. So you want to get into that. I mean, it sounds easy, right? But you want to get into it carefully. Like, you'll place a pillow about a foot away from the wall, and then you'll start from your side, right? And then roll into it, placing your legs up the wall. And then you can even take your arms all the way out wide, like in a T shape, to open your chest while your legs are up. It gives your back so much relief. And then as you get like third trimester and carry so much more fluid, right, it forces gravity to like let your legs get a real good break.
Yeah, those are great. I have another one that I didn't write down for you, but what about some poses for breastfeeding moms to relieve some upper back pain? Because God knows I still have that and I need some, and I need to do some of my poses.
Oh, Did you hear that? That sound means it's time for this week's segment of Birth It Up Babies. We're doing a new segment here on the Mommy Labor Nurse podcast. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I share Birth It Up Babies, moms who have taken Birth It Up and then had their babies, and they share a little birth story with me, and I put it up on my story with a little picture of their baby. It's super cute, and I just love them so much. But I thought it would mean even more if I started reading them here on the podcast. So this week's Birth It Up Baby is from MelBell.89, and this was a while ago. She shared this with me a couple months ago, but I just loved her, so I wanted to read it here on the podcast. So she said, "The Birth It Up course was so helpful to me as a second-time mom. I had a lot more fear going into my second labor because I remembered how bad the pain would get, and I pushed for 3 hours with my first. But the section on pain management really helped. I breathed through my whole labor, did it 100% unmedicated, and birthed a 10-pound baby in just 6 hours of active labor and 3 contractions worth of pushing. I was the talk of the L&D ward thanks to you." Aw, that is so, so sweet. And she shared a little picture with me. It's a little black and white picture of her with her baby on her chest. She looks like so relieved and just so happy that is over. She took Birth It Up the Natural Series, and if you're interested in the same course that she took, make sure you head over to mommylabornurse.com and click on the Natural Series. When you enroll in one of our courses, we can help you eliminate any anxiety or fear that you have surrounding birth and teach you everything you need to know so that you can achieve the birth you desire and feel confident, in control, and educated before labor starts.
Yeah. So some easy ones to do, like while you're just around the house with kids is, You know, where you have a doorway, just hook your arm on it, take your arm out like a goalpost, and then just begin to move. If you start parallel to the wall, and then you just move your feet slowly, you're opening your chest. You can also do this posture against the wall. So you'll start, you're facing, one direction, and your arm is behind you against the wall in goalpost. Okay. Yeah. And then you begin to walk your hand down like a clock. So that's a wall clock. Yeah. Yeah. Cat and cow is going to open your chest. Gosh, there's so many chests opening though. I mean, I could go on and on about chest opening. And we work a lot on that in the, fourth trimester. So postnatally, we work a lot on posture and chest opening for sure.
Yeah. And posture is so, so important. I know, like I talked to my chiropractor about that it's just, I'm trying to have good posture while I breastfeed, but sometimes I just fall asleep in the middle of the night, like hunched over, like breastfeeding. And I'm like, it's so hard sometimes. She's like, I know, but that happens to everybody. You just do the best you can. But yeah, I'm sure just like being proactive about it and thinking about posture is great and super beneficial for breastfeeding moms.
Yeah. Posture too, like your toe, how you're walking, like are your toes pointing straight forward and not out, then, breath, right? Because your rib cage begins to flare out, right? When you're in, pregnancy. And so it gets used to that, it gets stuck there. So you kind of have to bring that back down, but then you want to work on your breath. So if you were to take your, pointer fingers and thumbs out like L's and then place them right underneath your bra strap and then breathe, take a full breath in, and you should feel your ribs rise in the front, in the back, and then go out on the sides. And you want to really work on that so you get that 360 breathing and you're not just flaring up on your ribs every time and flaring up, because if you flare up, you can feel that crunch in your back as well. So and that's going to help as well. Yeah, we work on breath, core, and posture for fourth trimester.
Cool. Well, we're already talking about the next question. So, do you recommend postnatal yoga? It sounds like that it is a resounding yes that you do. And what about baby yoga? Tell me all about you. We talked, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but tell me about baby yoga and what I can do with my baby, because my baby is going to be 6 months old on Friday, which is crazy to me.
Gosh. Yeah. I know. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Baby yoga is so fun. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, you know, typically we'll incorporate baby into the postures, and it really depends, you know, where somebody is. You know, of course, being released by their doctor, but then, you know, if they've had a C-section or a vaginal birth, but, you know, you can, like a sun A or a sun B that we do. So you'll step forward into warrior one, and then we'll lift baby onto our right thigh, and then we'll lift them up into the sky and then place them down on their mat. And their mat lays, it's just a baby blanket, lays right in front of your mat. And then you'll do a cat and cow and kiss their toes and then go back into your downward dog. So it's so sweet. And a lot of times if they have the mom has done a lot of prenatal yoga, then the babies remember it. You know, they remember. It's really sweet. So we incorporate them in any poses we can that are safe. I think the mom's and the baby's favorite is the core exercises, because they get to sit on, you know, their hips and lift up and do airplane and happy baby. And they love that. So it's a great connection for mom and baby, and a great connection in the community too, you know, especially now. Like I said, we're still connecting on Zoom. I mean, of course, it's not as great as in person, but it's, you know, we're getting to do something that's safe. So.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm going to do me some baby yoga with my little baby tomorrow. That sounds like a great morning activity.
Yes, absolutely. You should join our next class.
I will, especially if we can do it virtually.
Yes.
So that's, I definitely will. Cool. All right. Well, let's talk about meditation. So meditation kind of goes along with yoga. You know, they're kind of in the same realm. I saw that you recently posted about meditation on your social media. So how does this kind of go hand in hand with pre and postnatal yoga? And what are some of the benefits of meditation? I love meditation. I'm a big fan. Yeah. I try to do my meditation. I try to do them daily, at least for a few minutes. Don't always get to it, but helps with anxiety. I love meditation. I love to preach it to people.
Yeah. I mean, it's the hardest thing to like figure out that you really need it. And then when you figure it out, you're like,
oh,
where was I? What was I doing? Oh my gosh. Yeah. So at the beginning of every pre-postnatal class, other than mommy and Minnie or baby and me, we do meditate, and it kind of depends at the length of the class. It may be 10 inhales and 10 exhales, and you know, it may be 3 or 4 minutes, and just also depends on the class and like what they're needing. But I mean, it really, I feel it can help center the mom, you know, make her feel her body. You know, we move so fast through life, even now being in our houses, we still don't realize. And so it just really centers them, of course, creates stress relief, anxiety relief, better sleep. And then for me as a mom, you know, if I get up, my goal every day is to get up before my girls, drink my coffee and meditate for a few minutes. And, you know, I'll set my timer, pull out a meditation. And, I most recently started recording them because from classes, I've just gotten so much response of like, these are so great, and we need a mom focused meditation. I was like, great, let's do it. Just all the different things that show up. And if I do that, like, I just feel my entire day goes so much more smooth, you know? And it's amazing, to be honest. And I, you know, once you convince somebody and they do it, it's life changing. It really is. So.
Yeah. And it only takes a few minutes a day. That's what I've talked about this on the podcast too. It's like, I try to not leave it till the end of the day, because I was doing that, like doing it before bed to kind of relax myself. But it turned into, now I have 2 kids and I'm just tired at the end of the day. And I'm like, I feel like I can't like, I need to just go to sleep. I try to do it on my kiddo's like first nap, when he first naps, just as like a reminder, like, okay, this is like this, I I do my few minutes of meditation. I sit there and breathe, and then I take a shower and I get, you know, I kind of get ready. We're still not completely sleeping through the night. So it's like, I would love to get up before him, but it's not realistic at this point. But I was doing that as well, like doing it like when I only had one kid, getting up beforehand too. But yeah, it only like, I really, you're right. It's only like, you only need 5 or 10 minutes of just sitting there breathing, whether it's like a guided one and you're listening to somebody talk through a meditation, a guided one, or you're just, sometimes I just sit there and just put on my AirPods and I silence, you know, like get the noise cancellation and just sit there and breathe. And it's just, I love it. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, and my suggestion to moms, like new moms, especially, you know, like when you get in the shower, you don't even have to sit down, turn on the shower, don't touch the soap for 2 minutes and just breathe, count to 20 breaths in and out.
Good one.
Yeah. Or you're picking up your kids. Well, hopefully if they're going to school again, you know, get there early, carpool meditation. Yes. Turn it on 2 minutes. Squeeze it in wherever you can. But absolutely it helps. I love meditation.
Yeah. Love it. Well, this was so great, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining me. Where can we find you on social media, and where can I take your little Zoom classes and do some yoga with you?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love for you to. So most of my stuff is located on Instagram. It's Fit and Healthy Mommy. And if you go to the link in my bio, there's my virtual classes, my live classes if you're in Charlotte, and then you'll begin to see all my meditations on there in my IGTV. And so stay tuned for more of those. You can also find me on Facebook under Sarah O'Connor, Fit and Healthy Mommy. Yeah.
Cool. So, awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today. This was great. I think, well, I feel a lot more relaxed. My back feels better as soon as my poses while you were talking. So thank you, Sarah, for joining me.
Awesome. Thanks so much. It was great to speak with you.
All right, guys, that wraps up this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and letting me be a part of your motherhood journey. It is truly an honor. If you like what you heard, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And I love hearing what you guys think of the podcast. So if you're liking what you hear or you have a suggestion, I'd be so grateful if you'd go ahead and leave me a review wherever you're listening to help more mamas just like you find the show. That's it for this week on the Mommy Labor Nurse Podcast. What do you think? Are you starting to feel a little more confident about your pregnancy and birth? Well, if you want more, be sure to head on over to mommylabornurse.com/podcast for today's show notes and a library of episodes so you can keep getting educated before your upcoming birth. And while you're over there, be sure to check out the blog and learn about our online birth classes. Find it all and more over at mommylabornurse.com/podcast. See you next week. Same time, same place.